Stormwatch with Chip Merriweather.
Good afternoon, Stormwatchers. I'm Chip Merriweather, and I'm here to report on the championship game.
Sorry that, Chippy. I was busy blowing my own horn. Could you tell the tune?
I could. It was, I believe, We Are the Champions.
You and I, not really. We just report on the Stormies.
We just report.
But what do you say we blow our load right off the top? Right there in their faces. Let's
why go. Build suspense? Why build suspense? Just give it all away.
Give it all away. Right here, right in the face. Here's the go.
There we go.
It stinks. All right. From what I hear.
All right. It almost seemed as if it had been planned this way. The number one and two teams met in the championship game. Although that might have been part of the script, the way they each got there was certainly not exactly scripted.
I would say so. One was more of a rom-com.
Yeah, that's true. Storm had played through two tough teams to get there that day. The A's had just had a scare from the Expos, who shocked the league by
would
moving into the quarterfinals.
Would that be like Les Boo?
Les Boo, oui. Les Boo, oui, oui. They proved that you can be a horse's ass and still find success.
Was that a sheep?
It sounded more like a sheep than a horse.
Oh,
but...
sheep. Oh, well, but none of that mattered. Because the past, as they say, was the past. But now into the present, there's lots of time travel here. Get out of my DeLorean. The game was the championship game with the A's. The official... Sorry, I got something caught in my throat. It took some time to get that out. The official first place team in the league and the Storm. The Storm, who had finished second. However, in the great Blue Falcone's fantastic weekly power rankings, had placed the Storm at number one. Well, there's no point in building up any tension because, well, we already blew our load off the top. So we know! But things did not go well for the Storm, did they, Chippy?
No, they did not. They managed to score only one run in the top of the first. A selfish solo that may not have been so selfish when you discovered the end of the result.
However, may I point out, the boys came up with a really... We realized the hand solo's gotten too much.
Too much.
We've realized a new nickname has come up for the solo home runs, and it is...
A shellfish. Yes, it was a shellfish. A shellfish solo.
Shellfish solo, and thereby the most famous shellfish we know is Sebastian.
Yes. Now,
I'm not so.
Yes. The rest of the Storm's batters seem to have been surprised they were already at bat, as they've been the home team in every game thus far and forgot how to bat or needed time to warm up, because Storm only scored one. The A's did not have the same issue. They scored the max six in the bottom of the first. Now, this is a time when many teams will start to get frustrated and down on each other.
You suck!
But Storm knew that they had scored more than six runs in every game this season, and it was far from over.
Far from over.
The second inning saw a slight change in fortunes. Storm scored three and held the A's to a goose egg. They still trailed 6-4, though. Mm. In the top of the third, they were blanked, and the A's added an additional run to increase their lead to 7-4.
Now the turning point, if I may, and
absolutely.
I do not mean to infringe on the Sports Network, but this may have been the Sports Network turning point. I know this is a short form for it, but due to copyright infringement, we can't say it.
We will not say
it. The turning point came in the bottom of the fourth with the bases juiced. They were stacked. The table was set with some finery and some china, and there stepped the Craig. The Quasimodo Craig, the man back from injury, the man with one and only a half shoulder, stepped up to the plate, trying to shake off the memories of his previous plate appearance, where, well, mighty Casey had gone out swinging. He mostly based this on the appearance of his wife at this game, as she approached this game as her first part as a fan, but she needed to be there to bring a very important bat, the golden bat. For some, others, it was just a bat.
However, just a bat.
However... The mighty Craig was not to be consecutively K'd, as he pulled a Taylor Swift, nice reference there, and he had to shake it off, shake it off. Oh, you should see Chippy dance. Oh, brings a tear to your eye, and shake it off, he said, as he launched a game-changing grand slam high into the sky and well over center field. Storm now had the lead.
Oh, but the lead didn't last long in this carousel of a game. The A's scored. The A's scored two more to sneak into the lead once again. In the top of the fifth, though, the floodgates opened as the Storm poured on five runs. Joey hit a three-run blast, and Bob tripled. The A's would try valiantly to come back, but they only put up three, and the score was 13-12 at the end of the fifth.
It's a close one. We really shouldn't have told people how this game ended right after.
I'm starting to regret that.
I think we may have done this the wrong way. However, Storm scored one in the top of the sixth, and the A's put up a deuce, or dropped a deuce, depends how you want to look at it. That meant, with one inning to go, the game was kissing your sister, as they say.
No.
Both teams were also at the top of their respective orders. You could not have written this any better. So that meant that the game would be decided by the top hitters of each team. You know, Chip Hare said the best, but, you know, there are some hitters who just have a slump this weekend. No names. We're not dropping any names. But who would come on top? Well, we already know, because once again, we spoiled everything.
Yes, but you also said top so many times, it could have been a drinking game there. Yes, who would come out on top? Duran single-handedly took the game into his hands by pulling another shellfish moment. Sebastian, he was under the sea. He was kissing the girls.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
He was kissing the girls. Life was better. And he hit his second solo home run of the night. While the Chewbacca trills could be heard emanating from Storm's dugout, this run might end up being important, and Storm had home runs to hit, so it wasn't a waste. Rene showed the steel in his veins that he's developed fighting fires and took a walk.
The man does have an impressive hose, I'll say that.
Oh, Joey singled, and Angry Al showed up to help his own cause. He mashed
nothing
a two-run home run.
Nothing worse than Captain Underpants, I'll tell you that.
Yes,
no
Captain Underpants saved the day. Captain Underpants to the rescue as he mashed a two-run home run that put Storm up three. But would three be enough? No. Bob doubled, and Kevin got a key single, driving Bob home. Storm now had a four-run lead. But the A's have a lot of power in their lineup and had two-run home runs to hit. Would they use them wisely, prudently?
Once again, we've kind of already given it away.
Effectively.
We've given it away.
Pretend like you don't know the answer, Storm Watchers, and enjoy.
Grab something heavy, Storm Watchers. Strike yourself upon your cranium multiple times until it really starts to feel good. So, into the seventh we go, and after a leadoff single, the Storm recorded two quick outs, 1-2. There was some discussion about whether or not to walk Lou. But with a four-run lead and the A's having two home runs to hit, they decided to pitch to him. Lou, of course, did what Lou does. He hit the expected two-run homer, a two for Lou. Over to cut the lead in half, but that meant the A's still needed two more runs with one home run left. Over to you, Chippy.
That's when Al made the pitch of the game. He served one up to Travis, knowing Travis has trouble keeping it in the park. Travis blasted a long home run, pulling the A's to within one, but also using up their final home run with another home run hitter on deck.
What to do, what to do.
What to do, Carlo, who had no home runs to hit, popped it up. Count Chocula called the ball so loudly he could be heard all the way from Transylvania. Mine!
Literally, my ears are still ringing.
He caught it.
He caught it.
And
the Storm,
were
as we told you,
the champions. We've told you already. The champions, my friend.
We've already said it. It's really disappointing.
It is. It's sad.
Similar to my fourth honeymoon. I knew I'd get one in. It was a neck-and-neck game with leads changing multiple times throughout the game, much like the season standings changed multiple times throughout the season. But unlike the regular season, which had the A's finish on top, people, damn this cough, damn it, the Storm did come out victorious for the third time in 6 years, Chippy.
Yes, and Storm only seems to be able to win them in pairs. So will they win the 2023 Whimsical Championship, or will they not? You'll have to tune into a whole other year.
One second there, Chippy. One second. This has not been discussed with my agent at all.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case. Well, in that case, let me say this.
Our fan does need to let us know.
Yes.
Our fan does.
What we will say is, Storm Watchers, it has been a pleasure storm watching this season with you. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. This has been Chip Merriweather.
And Scoops Djokovic, and I'd like to thank our one listener, Chip's mom. Well done, mom. Good
well
for
done,
you,
mom.
Mr. Merriweather. Excellent. You've been listening to
Storm.
We are the champions.
We are the champions.
That's all we can do. Copyright infringement.
Storm Watch with Chip Merriweather.